you might get some side effects. How did you react after you left?
It may be Christmas, but the UK's vaccine booster programme rolls on without a pause. This is Portsmouth on England's south coast, and jabs are being given to people who've slipped between the cracks.
And we know that there are lots of people in Portsmouth that are not vaccinated, and we need to get the town vaccinated to be able to get over Omicron and get back to whatever normal is. But particularly the homeless, they're very vulnerable at this time of year. They're cold, they sleep rough, and they definitely need to be protected from this Omicron virus.
Despite Christmas Day, the 25th, and Boxing Day, the 26th, being holidays, jabs are still being given. It's just this sort of public service that Boris Johnson thanked health workers and carers for in his Christmas message.
All those in the NHS working over Christmas, our care workers, everyone involved in the incredible vaccination campaign, those looking after people who have lost loved ones this year and who would otherwise be on their own.
He said, in so many words, those getting vaccinated and boosted are doing what Jesus would have wanted.
Getting jabbed, not just for themselves, for ourselves, but for friends and family and everyone we meet. And that, after all, is the teaching of Jesus Christ, whose birth is at the heart of this enormous festival.
Across Europe, Omicron is rampant, but countries are responding differently. Germans queue outside shops to show their health passes. Nightclubs will be shut after Christmas, and major events will have attendance limits. Spain has brought back mandatory mask wearing outside now, as well as inside. But the Netherlands lockdown is still something of an outlier. Non-essential shops, restaurants, hairdressers, gyms, museums, and other public places are closed until at least the middle of January. Another Christmas in the shadow of COVID-19. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.